not everyone is happy when we receive Christ, when we receive Jesus. I wish it were so. I wish I could say to you that the closer that each one of us gets to God, that everyone that we know, family and friends, are happy about this. It's just not so. I mean, there are many who rejoice, those who share our faith and share the hope that we have, and they will be delighted. But there will be some that do not like it. In fact, there will be some that will unfriend you, so to speak. There will be some who will even become your enemies. Why this happens is a mystery to me sometimes, but the Apostle Peter expressed a view that would eventually condemn him to death at the hands of the Roman authorities and would cause him to receive a great deal of persecution in his life. And it was in his sermon immediately after he received the baptism of the Holy Spirit, he said something that would bring a lot of trouble into his life. Let's read about it in Acts chapter 2, beginning with verse 36. This is from Peter's sermon immediately after Pentecost. "Therefore, let all the house of Israel know assuredly that God has made that same Jesus, whom you have crucified, both Lord and Christ." Now, when they heard this, they were convicted in their heart and said unto Peter and to the rest of the apostles, "Men and brothers, what shall we do?" Then Peter said unto them, "Repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of sins, and you shall receive the gift of the Holy Spirit. For the promise is unto you, and to your children, and to all that are far off, even as many as the Lord our God shall call." And with many other words did he testify and exhort, saying, "Save yourself from this untoward generation." Then they that gladly received his word were baptized, and that same day there were added unto them 3,000 souls. You see, he spoke, and he preached, and he lived by the name of Jesus Christ, and he exhorted people to save themselves from this unrepentant generation, and they that gladly received his word were baptized. You see, repent has to do with changing your mind. That's what that word means. We live as repentant people. We have changed our mind. Jesus Christ is Lord. He is supreme. We have become the citizens of heaven, and Jesus Christ is our King. And that didn't sit well with people, didn't sit well with the religious authorities to have 3,000 people change their minds because of the name of Jesus. It didn't sit well with the Roman authorities that Christians now would proclaim Jesus as their King. They would be good citizens. They would not be rebellious. They would not undermine the government, but they would not acknowledge anyone as their King except Jesus. When Peter spoke in the name of Jesus, it was bringing great trouble into their lives. I wish I could say that no trouble will come my way or your way because of our faith in Jesus, but we see this all over the world. And you see, our testimony about Jesus Christ becomes for us the same as it became for Peter. It's more important than our very life. Let's pray. Father, it is in the name of Jesus that I am saved. It is in the name of Jesus I have been baptized. It is Him that I serve, and no other. He is my King, and I will abide according to His word to love You, O Lord God, with all of my heart, and to love my neighbor as myself. In Jesus' name, amen.